Welcome to another special provincial election edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perreault. Very pleased to be joined today by the Liberal candidate for the riding of Lanark-Frontenac-Kingston, Amanda Pulker-Mock. Amanda, welcome to Lake 88.
Thank you so much for having me here. And also wanted to say a quick thank you for the amazing coverage since the storm blew through on the weekend. I know my family, we lost power and we pulled out our emergency radio and because we didn't have access to even data to get the latest information. And we definitely relied on Lake 88 for the latest information. So thank you very much for keeping our community informed.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. We really appreciate that. And I guess I should thank you as well, because I want to thank you for, first off, for being here today. Is it okay if I call you Amanda?
Oh, of course.
So first off, thank you for being here today. And secondly, thank you so much for running, because it takes an awful lot for someone to throw their hat in the ring and decide to run for public office. And if I'm not mistaken, this is the second time that you've done this?
Sure is. Yep. Provincially. Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, Amanda, for people who do not know you. Where are you from and why are you running?
Right. So I live in Carleton Place and I'm a mum of a 6 and an 8-year-old. I'm a teacher and I'm a former municipal councillor. I ran in 2018, really because of an experience that I had with my mum going through the healthcare system. And I saw, you know, the amazing work that nurses and PSWs were doing with the limited resources that they had, but there were big gaps in care, especially around home care and long-term care. So I'm definitely not one to sit by the sidelines. I thought long and hard about where I would have the most impact and decided that I needed to be down at Queen's Park so that I could improve our healthcare system, but especially around home care and long-term care, and wanted the opportunity to improve the quality of life for all of those in Ontario. So I ran in 2018 and I am running again.
So you've lived in the riding, obviously, a very long time. You've been a contributing member to your community. How do you see the shape of the riding as it stands now? Obviously, every candidate who comes in believes that there's work to be done. But before we get into the issues and so on, just talk to us a little bit about Lanark-Frontenac-Kingston, where it is now and where you think it should be.
Right. So we have a huge riding and it's growing. And I know here in Carleton Place, we are the fastest growing community in not just Ontario, but in Canada. And that's not unique to just Carleton Place. Every part of this riding is growing. And so I find that the demographic is changing, the needs of the residents are changing, and it's time that we have a very strong, reasonable voice down at Queen's Park, because our infrastructure is lagging behind, we really do need somebody down at Queen's Park who's going to advocate for the people here in Lanark-Frontenac-Kingston.
Say we look at the scenario today where the Liberals would be forming the official opposition in office. How would you, as a member of the opposition, if elected, try to make the needs of Lanark-Frontenac-Kingston known to the sitting government? How would you do what you want to do to improve your riding?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm very proud to say that the Ontario Liberal platform has a very strong rural component, and that our leader, Stephen Del Duca, has made it a priority to come out to Eastern Ontario on multiple occasions, especially during the convoy in Ottawa. And this past weekend after the windstorm, he was out in our communities and he's showing up. And I think that is a very strong testament to Stephen Del Duca's leadership with the Ontario Liberal Party. And but specifically to Lanark-Frontenac-Kingston, he has been here on multiple occasions. The last one was when the Provincial Liberal Association held a rural summit where we brought to light how unique our rural riding is. And Stephen Del Duca was here. He was listening. And like I say, that is reflected in our platform.
Excellent. So how does that relate to, say you had to deal with a sitting government then? How would you communicate with, I guess, across the aisle to get the needs of the riding known?
Right. So I'm big into collaboration. And I think in politics, there's a lot of negativity and divisiveness. And that's just not who I am. I am definitely a team player and believe in listening and bringing people together and really investing in people. And so I would definitely bring that skill set to Queen's Park and like I say, get to work for the people here in Lanark, Frontenac, Kingston.
Let's talk a little bit about the issues. In your mind, what is the single biggest issue facing the people of Lanark, Frontenac, Kingston as we go and get set to vote on June 2nd?
So this one is tricky. I would say that there isn't a single biggest issue. I know when I am out knocking doors, long-term care and doctors, access to primary care physicians is definitely something that I hear a lot. People want to stay in their homes as long as possible. And then, like I say, attracting and retaining doctors is a big piece of what I hear at the doors. And so I'm very pleased to share the Ontario Liberal vision for hiring more PSWs, paying PSWs an acceptable hourly wage of $25 an hour to help attract and retain those invaluable workers. And people are really glad to hear that under the Ontario Liberal plan, we would phase out for-profit care homes, which we saw in the pandemic fared much worse than those in the public domain. And so people are responding well to the vision that the Ontario Liberals have when it comes to long-term care and keeping people in their homes as long as possible. But like I say, doctors, people, again, I spoke to somebody who said that they've been through three family doctors over the years. And so it's not just attracting the talent, but it's keeping the talent here, which is really key. Education is another one through the pandemic. Students have taken a real hit when it comes to learning loss and student mental health. And so we say that we would scrap Highway 413 and invest that $10 billion into schools across Ontario, which would include schools here in Lanark, Frontenac, Kingston, that we would look at the funding formula to really help support rural schools. And again, which would directly impact our students here, investing in mental health and ending mandatory online learning. And so I would say education and healthcare are definitely two of the top things that I hear when I am out knocking on doors.
I'd like you to take a couple of planks from the Liberal platform that you've referenced a couple times already and bring them down to the local level for us. You can pick whatever two planks of that platform you'd like, but just tell us how this Liberal plan in these two specific cases are going to work for the people of Lanark, Frontenac, Kingston.
So I would like to take an opportunity to talk about agriculture and so specifically, when we look at agriculture, farmers feed us, and that definitely came, to light through the pandemic. How much we need to sort of reevaluate supply chains and supporting local. And so under the Ontario Liberal plan, we would increase the carbon tax rebate to farmers and involve them in a climate action plan. You know, farmers are a key need to have a voice around the table. And we've committed to taking on mega companies and legislate fair and open negotiations between retailers and suppliers, that we would invest in abattoirs and preserve farmland and wetland, and also implement the right to repair legislation. And so, like I say, agriculture is a big piece on that front. So is housing. And so lots of people talk about how they're concerned about housing prices. And I talk to parents who are concerned about their kids being able to afford houses. And so under the Ontario Liberal plan, we would reintroduce rent control. We would build 1.5 million homes over 10 years. And again, this would directly impact housing in Lanark, Frontenac, Kingston. We would be a part of that. And but in order to build those homes, we really need to work with municipalities and counties. So we would end exclusionary zoning and look at intensification and try to limit urban sprawl, again, to protect our farmland. And we would put a tax on homes that are currently sitting empty, ban new non-resident ownership, and perhaps most importantly, to tackle chronic homelessness, is we would implement a housing first policy or model. And so all of these pieces would come together and directly impact those here in Lanark, Frontenac, Kingston.
It's interesting. Like, I'm glad you mentioned housing, but affordability overall seems to be one of the biggest issues that gets brought up to us. And you've touched on agriculture as well. Of course, farming is a big part of that. Food, gas, and then affordable housing, not only for home purchases, but for rentals. Talk a little bit about how the Liberals are going to make things a little bit easier for people to live in these incredible times of high inflation.
Mm-hmm. Excellent question. So we would tackle minimum wage. As of January 1st, 2023, we would increase minimum wage to $16 an hour. And that's while we develop a regional living wage. We know that cost of living and cost of food, it varies across the province. And so a regional living wage, I do believe, is the direction that we as a province should be taking. We would raise ODSP and social assistance by 20% over the next 2 years, increase seniors' pensions by $1,000. We would reintroduce a guaranteed basic income pilot. And this piece definitely resonates with people. We would reduce gas prices by 5.7 cents for 6 months, starting July the 1st. And so again, it's not a one sort of solution, but a few pieces that would come together to tackle affordability.
Yeah, it's you know, we've heard a lot of 6 month plans. It's like when you sign up for a new internet provider, you get this price for 6 months and then it goes up. And you know, we do know that at least you're being upfront with it. Talk a little bit more about the regional living wage, if you would. Because obviously we've seen a very quick shift in the cost of living in Lanark, Frontenac, and Kingston over the past 2 years, as the price of housing has gone up incredibly, the price of gas is through the roof, and as a result, the price of food is also going up. We have a need for not only reliable internet out here so people can work and learn from home if they need to, and also just stay connected with the world, but also affordable internet out here as well. So when you talk about a regional living wage, how does that work and how would it change if the situation in a particular area changed rapidly?
Interesting. You mentioned broadband, and broadband is a part of our platform, saying that, you know, everybody requires access. And you mentioned the affordability piece. I know It has to do with how much it costs, but also unlimited, broadband. It's not right that those who choose to live in rural areas don't have equivalent access to things like broadband. And we know that broadband's incredibly important when it comes to businesses and education, but like I say, specifically businesses. And so we need to make sure that we're staying competitive here in Lanark, Frontenac, Kingston, and in rural Ontario. I do believe that a regional living wage, we would be working towards a plan for how to address it. And I know I would also like to see as part of that plan, percentage increase that reflects inflation in general, and so that businesses especially can plan for those increases, and it doesn't come as a surprise to anybody. And I think that if it was legislated that minimum wage kept up with inflation, then like I say, businesses can plan for it, but families and workers could plan for those increases as well.
Yeah, interesting take for sure, and something that we'll watch closely. I do like the concept of a regional living wage, and I'm sure many of our listeners would as well. A couple more questions for you, Amanda, then we'll let you go. I guess the big one here is, what about you would make you the best choice for MPP in the riding of Lanark-Frontenac-Kingston?
Like I say, I am a mom. I'm a teacher. I know what it was like to live through the pandemic between balancing work and home life. I have the lived experience of being a primary caregiver for a loved one. But what it really comes down to is that I'm a community leader, and I believe in listening and bringing people together in collaboration and working towards consensus. And that when it comes to this election, it really is about choices, building highways, or, you know, in investing in education, privatizing healthcare, or keeping our healthcare system public. And I really do believe in investing in people, which I think is really key this election.
I want to thank you for your time. And in closing, I would just like you to tell our listeners what you would like them to take away from this conversation that we've had today.
Mm-hmm. So just that liberals are the only ones who can ever beat conservatives. 2018 was an anomaly for the liberals, and that the NDP didn't take a single seat from a conservative. So if you don't want 4 more years of Doug Ford, on June 2nd, vote liberal, vote Amanda Pulkermock.
Thank you very much for this, Amanda. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. We appreciate it very, very much. Best of luck, and I know we'll be talking again in the future.
Yes, thank you so much for the opportunity to be here today.
Our guest today on In Focus is Amanda Pulkermock, the Liberal candidate in the riding of Lanark, Frontenac, and Kingston. Now, tomorrow, our coverage of the riding continues with Marlene Spruett, Green Party for Ontario candidate. Hope you'll join us. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.